Welcome back to another edition of Ecosystem TV. I'm Sash Mukherjee, VP at Ecosystem. And today we have an extremely interesting guest with us. He is a man of many, many passions. We are talking to him today because of his passion for cybersecurity, but we could just as easily have been talking to him about coffee beans and espresso machines or tactical helicopter operations at night or the impact of current geopolitics on the world economy. It is my absolute pleasure to introduce Serge Christians, an independent, hands-on CISO and cyber strategist with over 15 years of experience in cyber compliance and data protection. And he's absolutely passionate about helping small and medium businesses achieve cyber resiliency. Welcome, Serge. So good to have you with us today.
Thanks for inviting me, Sash. Great to be here.
So, Serge, before we go into like cybersecurity and your passion for cyber, I just am curious about one little thing. Especially over the last 4 or 5 years, I have seen many ex-armed force personnel getting into cybersecurity. What is the secret? You know, there has to be a connection there, right?
Yeah, there's certainly a connection. I don't think there's a secret. But I think the military world and the cyber world have a lot in common. I mean, if you take a high level view, they're both dealing with warfare, physical or cyber, using weapons to destroy or damage. We talk in attackers and defenders. So we often have an excellent feel for protecting vital assets, handling sensitive information. And the skill sets that we have are quite unique, but perfectly suited for cybersecurity. I think that's a good one.
Yeah, so from my conversations with you, you definitely are suited for cybersecurity. So at Ecosystem, we've been talking about the importance of having a CISO who works independently of the IT team, right? And who reports directly to, you know, senior management and the board. And yet, when we recently did this research, we found that only 20% of organizations appoint a CISO. Now, what are these risks that, you know, of not having a CISO given today's expanding threat landscape?
Well, that is a low number for sure. But I hear two questions. Should they report to the board or not? And what's the risk of not having one? And I'll start with the first one, because that one is actually as important as the second one. I see a lot of companies that have somebody managing cybersecurity, being a CISO or a cybersecurity lead, or give it a name, it doesn't really matter, but the highest person in the organization being responsible for cybersecurity. Let's call it a CISO for now. And they quite often report to the CFO or to the CTO, or anybody but the board. And there is a risk because the CFO itself is not interested in cybersecurity. So he doesn't want to flow his budget to these guys. And that's where we create problems because cyber attacks, cyber criminality used to be an IT problem. They're trying to hack your IT system, but not so anymore. Cybersecurity attacks are a business problem. And that's why I think the risk should be mentioned and should be reported to the board. Because think about it, a cyber attack, everything is IT in your company nowadays. It wasn't used to be. We had a few computers, so okay, but the rest was all analog. But now everything is IT. Your whole company is IT. If anything happens to your IT infrastructure or you lose data, you lose your business, basically, or you are at least in deep problems. So the risks, the cyber risks, are business risks and therefore should be reporting to the highest level. As for the second part, it's actually very simple. If you don't have somebody managing cybersecurity, then it's not being managed. Then you just actually leave the door open for any cyber criminal to get in, right? If nobody's responsible for cybersecurity, if nobody is handling it, then it's not being controlled. Somebody needs to oversee the risks and try to mitigate them.
So it's very clear that there are major risks to not having the right person or the right cybersecurity measures out there. But see, there's a problem here, right? So we see large enterprises, they constantly increase the number of dedicated cyber staff, you know, they have more investments, they increase the investment as well. But what about small and medium businesses? Yeah, they often do not know where to start, what to invest in. What advice would you give these people? Because I know that you are very passionate about helping small and medium businesses.
Yeah, well, I'm really glad you bring this up because it is a severe problem. Small and medium enterprises, we call them SMEs, are essential for our Singapore economy. Small and medium enterprises are the backbone of the economy, right? They bring in almost half of the GDP and employ apparently around 70% of the workforce. 70%. So it's an important part of our economy. So we need to make sure that we protect this part of the economy against cyber criminals. Unfortunately, because they are so easy to attack, and that's because of they don't really, like you already say, they don't know where to start. They also don't have resources and no money available. There's no knowledge available. They're busy with their business, and they also think that they are not going to be hacked. There has been some research out there, and the main problem seems to be a lack of knowledge and lack of acknowledgement that they are at risk. Statistics show that companies especially suffer badly from cyber attacks who do not have enough resilience to survive. So that means that smaller companies, after a cyber attack, within 2 years actually cease business. So then we lose them, and then they're out of our ecosystem. So we need to protect them. Like you say, they don't know where to start. And I really understand that, because it's daunting. It's where to start. There's so much to look at. Media is throwing dangerous... danger at you every day, is scaring us every day about cyber attacks and about cyber criminals. But it doesn't have to be, because there are frameworks out there that can help you. But even more important, there are people out there that help you. Even if you don't have enough money, or you're not large enough to have a full-time CISO or a full-time somebody managing your cybersecurity, have a part-time. Get a virtual CISO, a part-time CISO, a CISO as a server, somebody who helps you one day a week, or somebody on a retainer. But do find somebody to manage this business risk. As said before, cyber criminality is a business risk and not an IT risk. So if you want to keep your small or medium company protected, you really need to do something. Find somebody. Get help is what I would say. Same goes for data privacy, by the way, which is the next big thing already happening. You need to protect your private data. If you lose it, your company is going to be a problem.
We'll come to data privacy in a minute, but you know, in our previous conversation, Serge, we've spoken a lot about the low-hanging fruit. And you know, I'd like to hear that again. It's quite interesting how you actually put that about the cyber risks out there.
Cyber criminals are just like any criminals. I'm not talking about nation state actors right now, because that's a whole different ballpark. But cyber criminals, they want to make as much money as fast as possible. So they go where the door is open. If you close your door or you have two locks, they will go to the neighbor and try to get in there. So that's the low hanging fruit that they're always looking for. And fortunately, it's very easy to get a second lock on your door. Fortunately, it's very easy to have the low-hanging fruit, the easy cyber attacks mitigated with simple cybersecurity tools that do not cost you the bank and are not difficult to install. So that's what I'm actually trying to say to SMEs. It looks very complex, but there are a handful of things you can do already today to make sure that you are not one of those low-hanging fruits, which is actually already a big mitigation.
And I think that ties in very well with what you said earlier about, you know, not thinking that, you know, we will not be breached ever. Yeah. So this low-hanging fruit, and that's why I wanted you to place this low-hanging fruit message right here.
Yeah. You know, in aviation, we say there's two types of pilots, those who have attempted a gear-up landing and those who will attempt a gear-up landing. And the same goes in cybersecurity. There are those who have not been hacked, or at least are not aware, and there are those that are going to be hacked. It's a question of when, not if. You will be hacked. everybody, the biggest organization and government and the smallest as well, because there will always be criminals. So prepare.